Active FM. Radio has never been better.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
This is Active FM.
Radio.
Slow down the beat.
Welcome. I am Shiki, once again, for those of you that have listened last week.
Well, I am Ari Styles.
And I'm D-Money. You know we're bringing you the show called The Turntables, discussing hip-hop, giving you that knowledge, and letting you be in this with us. Hope you enjoy the show today.
Hope you guys enjoyed last week's show. And I hope you guys enjoyed this week's show. So before we get into what we said, I'm going to let you all know. Today we have a theme of the show. We're putting a spotlight on a Christian hip-hop artist called T-Bone. Then we're discussing for... Again, if you listened to last week, you would know we spoke about the inception or the origins.
Oh yeah, origins.
Of hip-hop, and we spoke about the five elements. So this week we're discussing one of the five elements, which is DJing. And as well, we're putting a spotlight on a Christian hip-hop artist called T-Bone. And that's going to be the theme of the show, so I hope you guys enjoy.
So without further ado, we are going to discuss, Shiki just mentioned, we're going to discuss T-Bone. D, would you like to give us some info on T-Bone?
Okay, so T-Bone is rapper, his government name is Rennie Francisco Sotomayo.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question before you continue. What if he did not want his government name out?
You know we throw government names.
Arshad Magu, Tiran Palay,
and Ashik Singhi.
Yeah, so T-Bone is an artist. He started off in the 1989, so he was started back in the day with Christian hip-hop. He's had quite a few albums. He's been in the game. He's one of that artists that he has that West Coast flavor. So, like, with his songs and his style of music, so you could, like, compare him to maybe, like, in regards to a Snoop Dogg flavor, G-Funk, Warren G.
West Coast flavor and his sound is like that, but where is he actually from, though? In all
But I know he's... what I believe is from the West Coast.
Yeah, California.
California, okay. Yeah. So basically, as he said, he started rapping at the age of 7 at parties and did rap battles until his life changed and he started doing Christian rap. He came out of the crew called the JC and the Boys. I think we mentioned it last week. And he basically, his first three albums were characterized as gangster rap, right? Which was rare at that time, seeing that he was doing inspirational music, right? And yes, he moved from West Coast style
more East Coast
and
style,
later
yeah.
on he moved to the East to
the
an East Coast sound.
East Coast sound, yeah. Style, yeah.
All right, just to put it in perspective, one, you said, he was classified as gangster rap. That was actually not his fault because everything coming out of the West at that time, you're looking at Ice-T that blew up in what, 85, 86?
Yes.
And then NWA, late 80s, 88. And then yes. He came 89s, according to what you said.
Yes.
So that time, everything coming out of the West was regarded as gangster rap,
yeah.
So he might not have necessarily been gangster rap, it was just regarded as that. And also, at that point in time, it was very difficult to break in the game unless you were a real... If you look at mid to late 80s, we had Rakim, KRS-One, Kool J Rap. Who else came late 80s? Mid to late 80s, LL Cool J.
Yes.
Whatever it was, like super, super lyricist that basically laid the foundation for the 90s, for the Wu-Tangs, for the Nas, for everyone else. So for him to break through that era... There needs to be some respect put on his name because
and he's like been in the game. So with him, like his lifetime music sales is 800,000 units that he sold. So that's actually quite a good number if you're looking at the genre and in the game that is that he was in.
Yes, and then in 2005, his album Bonafide was one of his most controversial albums because of the album cover where he featured in an image evoking the image of Che Guevara. And then also because on that album he collaborated a secular artist called Mac10 and Chino XL. So which was very different.
Both somewhat underground artists. Yeah. Mac10, a West Coast legend, so that makes sense. Yeah. Chino XL, kind of, it doesn't make sense because those of you who actually know, if you've ever heard Hit 'Em Up,
Chino
at the end
XL.
He says something about Chino XL because Chino XL was a diss towards Tupac into the West Coast. So for him being a stalwart, one of the pioneers of the West Coast sound, for him to actually pioneer with him actually lets you all know that there isn't a real West Coast, East Coast divide.
Yeah, so basically, because Mac10 and Chino XL at that time were doing secular music, and he was basically a Christian hip hop artist, right? It created a little bit of controversy, and I am going to mention this. I don't know if you guys watched "I'm in Love with a Church Girl" with Charo,
I can't remember. I also can't remember.
I'm trying to think of a name. Yeah. But Charles' friend in the movie was actually T-Bone. And
that is focusing on today.
And there's a scene where Charo goes to this Christian store to meet this girl, and she introduces his albums, and which was Bonafide. And she gave Charo to listen, because he was like, yeah, I know me, I listen to Tupac, I listen to this, I listen to that. And then she said, no, listen. And then Charo was also amazed
by the music
and his
I'm just gonna go back to the secular stuff that you said, right? She had the secular music and there's Christian hip hop. I think personally there shouldn't be a divide, because if you look at it, hip hop has always branched out in subgenres. If you look at the time he came out, was in the late '80s. In the late '80s, going into the '90s, you had conscious rap.
Yeah.
You had gangster rap
evolving.
And then later on you had a backpack hip hop that evolved. Hence you got the Kanye's, the Lupe's, the all of it that came from that artist. Most Def, Most Def and Talib Kweli. What is that group?
Most Def and Talib Kweli. Is it Little Red New School or no?
No, that's Busta Rhymes.
That's Busta Rhymes.
Either way, they were a group. So you had different genres of hip hop that grew out from there.
Yeah.
Yet, this one took the back foot.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't understand why, because they were lyrical. If you listen to T-Bone now, you're going to get into a couple of songs and you will hear they were lyrical. It's the best of them.
Yes. And later on, there will be other hip-hop artists that we are going to be highlighting. Christian hip-hop artists. Yes.
So like I said, in this show, we're basically discussing one of the elements and we're highlighting one artist. So as we go on in further weeks, we'll highlight different artists.
So as we've been speaking about T-Bone, we're going to bring you a song called I'm a Promise.
This one right here is going out to every child that's ever been forgot about, left behind or abandoned. You see, it doesn't matter what everyone else says, because God still got a promise for you. When I was born, my mom threw me inside a pit, deep in the ground, 30 feet down, left to die in this dark and muddy place with no one else around. Mama's walking away, wiping the tears back from my eyes, contemplating suicide, cause it kills her to hear me cry. I'm screaming, barely breathing and bleeding, pleading, cause these demons been scheming to kill me for no very reason. But still I'm believing, no, there's a reason I was created, consummated in love, but these voices tell me I'm hated, I'm scared and afraid, slowly sinking inside this ancient grave. Then all of a sudden I heard a voice screaming out my name, saying he loved me though my mama didn't want me. She dropped me inside this pit, but God put out his hands and caught me and said, I am a promise. Open up
story starts inside of an African village, being kidnapped from both of my siblings, forced to hold this gun and murder innocent women and children, burn down their villages, got these horrific images, in a world filled with hatred, violence, crime, and lost innocence. Tell me, is there any hope for me? Is it the way the little children are supposed to be? Screaming out, somebody helps in emergency. Is there anybody alive that can set me free? Cause I've done so much evil that I'm immune to the screaming and crying. With no more remorse, it's like I'm used to the suffering and dying. Ah! Got these horrible voices running through my brain, telling me to pull this trigger back and slowly ease the pain. Now I'm taking aim, tears falling down like rain. But just before I could do it, I heard you screaming out my name.
Open up the ground, black out the sun, cover up the moon. I am a promise. You are with me now, you have kept your word, mountains have been moved.
Yo, what up, man? It's your man T-Bone. I'm here at the Stereotypes compound. Today is an amazing day. I've been waiting a long time to work with these guys. It took us some time to get the contracts down and all that, but we're finally here. And it's some true stories that we're writing about a girl named Crystala from Haiti that was actually dropped in a toilet at birth 30 feet down in the ground. And then there's also a young boy from Africa who was forced to be in a child soldier. So it's going to be amazing. We're going to blaze it up. Stay tuned. It's going to be bananas, y'all. Oh, boy.
Africa, Spain, and Haiti. This is a plea to the world. I'm fighting for all of our babies. Just maybe if we took the time to fight all the crime, stop all the abuse and abortions and left no child behind. We could see a brighter day. Give our kids a brighter way. If children are the future, then we better do it right away. Cause time's of the essence for all my little adolescents and little blessings that have been destined for the kingdom of heaven. So let the children suffer not. They can't be forgotten. No, we can't let it happen. Imagine if we could make it stop. There'd be no suicides and children wouldn't have to cry. So wipe them tears back from your eyes, cause God said it gon' be alright. Sing!
I am a promise. Open up the ground, black out the sun, cover up the moon.
Guys, well, that's a wrap. Take one, T-Bone, right here. Done with the stereotypes.
This is a day. This is a day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. Hey, good to rejoice. Hey, and we'll rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Stereotypes and T-Bone today. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord.
Got a voice to sing that.
Okay, guys, I hope you enjoyed that song or record, because I will say I refer to it as a record. Anyway, if you listened last week, you know we spoke about the inception, the origins of hip-hop, and we spoke about the five elements. So this week we're discussing one of the elements, DJing, one of the most important elements, actually. Arguably the most important element. I don't want to let them know about what it is.
Okay, so DJing actually, and in 1935, an American radio commentator, Walter Winchell, coined the term disc jockey. That's where DJ comes from, right? But as we said last week with our origins, it actually started in the hip hop, started in 1973. 11th August 1973 by a DJ called DJ Kool Herc. Mm-hmm. And that was basically the first time we heard about hip-hop, where he took break beats. And
you know, in all fairness, that time the hip hop term didn't exist.
Yeah.
All right, the Nexus, but that's what created the sound.
The sound, yeah, basically the sound. Where they used to take two beats and loop it and basically create what we call break beats, and that's how hip hop started. And then as it went on, in about 1975, DJ Grand Wizard Theodore, he invented scratching by accident. Right? Mm-hmm. So I know yesterday we were discussing Theodore was marked it that he was the first one to come up with scratching, but it was by him, it was by accident. Right? Then we have DJ Grandmaster Flash. Right? He was an MC as well, and he mastered what DJ Kulag did and the scratching, right? Where he came up with three different techniques. He perfected it, which was punch phrasing, scratching, and the backspin technique. And also, he was also instrumental. I don't know if you see now on the turntables, the techniques turntables, mm-hmm. they have something called a slip mat. Back at that time, there was no slip mat, right? Grandmaster Flash, he played around with a lot of things to try to perfect the sound.
Create a new sound, yeah.
To get a new sound, and he created the slip mat. And that's how you find now on the 30 the techniques or any turntable, you find there's a mat under, just on top of that turntable. It's because it helps scratching, right? And when scratching started, the DJs
were against it.
It wasn't respected, and DJs were against the fact that they were touching the top of the vinyl,
yes.
because they believed, oh, you're going to damage the vinyl,
and everything the vinyl. I'm scratching.
Yeah, so Grandmaster Flash, DJ Grand, was a Theodore. They were up against two of the other DJs. They were constantly
being... So basically what Ari saying is, any genre you listen to where you hear scratching, house, whatever else, it come from hip-hop.
Yes. Grand was a Theodore and Grandmaster Flash.
Grandmaster Flash perfected all three from DJ Kool Herc, what the mixing.
Tell one of Ari's favorite moves when he's on the decks, the backspin.
The backspin, yeah, I love the backspin.
Anything you want to add, D?
I think Ari covered it. That's where it started with DJ Kool Herc. Went into the scratching.
So basically, I feel like the DJ don't get enough respect. Especially as being pivotal, being started it. And if you think about it, it was Fresh Prince and
Jeff.
Scott LaRock, KRS.
Yeah.
Eric B. Rakim. Back then, everyone had a DJ's name with them. So it was basically like a group.
Yeah.
DJ Premier and, what's his name?
KRS.
The Guru Gangster.
Guru Gangster. Yeah. So everyone had the DJ being highlighted.
DJ Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five.
As the time went on, for some reason, the DJs got pushed to the background and the MC went in the forefront and everyone stopped mentioning them. But you will not have a great hip-hop show, you will not have a great hip-hop record without a great DJ. They have the ear of the crowd and they know what's going on.
Yes, and Dr. Dre started as a DJ.
And they carried him like a baby on the album cover, but you don't want to let us carry you like
that. No, I refuse. These guys want to carry me like a baby. No. I'm not a baby.
There's no visuals, but you'd understand why if you saw him. He's a very small man.
Yeah. Kind of like too short, but not too short, very short.
Anyway, do you introduce the next song?
Yeah, so next week, as we said, we're highlighting the artist T-Bone. So we're going to play you another song called Ride With Me here on Active FM.
FM.
Active FM. Remember, Christ music is heart music.
Psycho West Coast Rider Music.
For you and all your dogs to cruise with. Who's this rapper trying to step to me? Talking about
you ain't really about that ministry.
Child, please, who's them G's on their knees? Preaching from California to the Florida Keys.
We've been
slaying the word
while they
smoking they herb and dipping in 64s. Hitting switches on the curb, then swerve back in place. Bump that bass with the sanctified sounds produced by that player Chase. Like Mace, I'm finna make you feel so good when I bump that gospel music in your hood. Covina, Pasadena, then take it to my gente and Puente. I can't forget about all my partners in the 415-510-916. Make them chips. We sticks together like cement and bricks. Now just bounce to this playalistic bony bone hit.
What?
Dip, bounce, side to side, and come ride with a player from the Killer Cali West Side.
Psycho West Coast Rider Music.
For you and all your dogs to cruise with. Dip, bounce, side to side, and come ride with a player from the Killer Cali West Side.
Psycho West Coast Rider Music.
For you and all your dogs to cruise with. Ain't no talking while I'm putting demons in coffins. Dipping in the Cadillac, bumping Dokken and Dokken's. Got me wrapped up, tied up. If you love Cali, play your throw to West Side. Now watch me ride like them Hells Angels. In them hardest of them cowboys with the blue reins. Swinging they lasso, screaming, wild, wild west. Cause where I'm from, you need a bulletproof vest. Smoke the what for your stress? Nah, dog, hold up, wait a minute. Cause ain't no high if the Holy Ghost ain't rolled up in it. I get drunk in the spirit on a day-to-day basis. Then what? To preach the word to one of my partners catching cases. Racist clicks too. Pyro flamed up a blue crips too. God wanna bless you too. 3, 4, and 5. Now close your eyes and bump this in your ride while you glide and dip, bounce, side to side, and come ride with a player from the Killer Cali West Side.
Psycho West Coast Rider Music.
For you and all your dogs to cruise with. Dip, bounce, side to side, and come ride with a player from the Killer Cali West Side.
Psycho West Coast Rider Music.
For you and all your dogs to cruise with.
I just can't stop. Making saucy gospel hip hop. Finna do this to the day that I drop like Tupac.
Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed to be breathing. Preaching to the heathen, walking them demons. Oh, what a feeling. Got the crowd screaming, dancing on the ceiling. So hate if you wanna, man. Say what you say, but gospel rap without bone is like LA without a Dr. Dre. A sway without tech. Catching wreck all these California streets without a ghetto vet. It ain't happening. Bibles, I'm still packing them. And jacking demons with them 44 Magnum. This bounce, side to side, and come ride with a player from the Killer Cali West Side.
Psycho West Coast Rider Music.
For you and all your dogs to cruise with. Dip, bounce, side to side, and come ride with a player from the Killer Cali West Side.
Psycho West Coast Rider Music.
For you and all your dogs to cruise with. Side to side and come ride with a player from the Killer Cali West Side.
Psycho West Coast Rider Music.
For you and all your dogs to cruise with. Dip, bounce, side to side and come ride with a player from the Killer Cali West Side.
Psycho West Coast Rider Music.
For you and all your dogs to cruise with.
Some of that old sanctified gospel music for you to dip in your low ride. Get your groove on. Yeah, millennium. Chasey White Band and Funny Brown. Young fuck, bang, bang. Recognize, now just ride with it. That's right, bumping your Cadillac 65 and all the rides around the world. You know how we do this, gospel music forever, baby.
Well, this is the time where we're going to go and say the part, we're going to speak about the past weeks in hip-hop history, right? Every show, this guy gets to be announced. I'm sure you guys know the name. Yes, Every single name. Was it?
The listeners will get used to you mentioning Eminem every week.
Yeah. So in May 2022, it was announced that Eminem will be inducted in the Hip Hop Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay, so that is current, right?
That's current, right?
How can you call that hip hop history?
Because it started now. It's history. He made history.
How something that's current is history.
But I told you.
You just found a reason to squeeze it in.
Exactly. That's what I did.
So if you ever see a guy with blonde hair wearing a vest, rapping and walking around, just know that's Harry Styles. Holla at him.
No, I dyed my hair black, like, because his hair is black, no? But anyway, May 2019, Wu-Tang got a district, basically. Named after him.
Named after him, the street named Wu-Tang.
Yeah. In May 2018, Royce da 5'9 released the Book of Ryan. May 2018. Royce da 5'9.
Continue on that album. There's a knock on a lot of MCs that skilled at a very high level. Royce is one of them. Maybe arguably one of the best. Even better than the guy that he keeps on mentioning all the time. But he's arguably one of the best. That album was the reason that actually put him in that plateau, because prior to that he rapped about rapping. That was a personal album about speaking about his life and things like that. I just wanted to point that out.
Okay, that's fine. May 1999... Chronic 2000 released the Suge Knight. It was released, and that's the Suge Knight version, not
the Death Row version.
The Death Row version, yeah. So anyway, with some background, we all know that Dr. Dre came up with a Chronic in under Death Row.
And so we all know. We don't know if our listeners know.
Huh?
If you've watched the movie, yes, yeah, you know. Yeah, probably, because that movie was huge.
Yeah. So anyway, Dr. Dre was gearing up to do the Chronic 2.
2000.
Yeah, the Chronic 2000, and then basically because of the beef between him and Suge Knight, they released the Chronic 2000, and that's how we got. Dre changed his album to the 2001.
Yeah, the album came out in 99.
Yes, but he named it 2001.
There was the Chronic 2000. Chronic 2001, and both albums came out in
99.
So none of it makes sense, but anyway.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay, but futuristic, right? Anyway, May 2006, Mobb Deep releases Bad Blood Money. May 2003, ODB signs to Rockefeller.
Back again. Last week, if you heard our show, we spoke about Mobb Deep and their importance. Secondly, ODB was a part of Wu-Tang. So any hip-hop heads know Wu-Tang is arguably the biggest and most important group and sound in hip-hop.
Yes. April 1996, Bone Thugs released The Crossroads.
I can guarantee you everyone knows that. Right?
Yes.
The song was about Eazy-E. Rest in peace.
Right. And then hip hop birthdays is on the 3rd of May 1973. Dame Dash was born.
Dame, most people might not know the name, but he's a very pivotal person in hip hop. He was a co-founder of Rockefeller Records.
Yes, and then 30th April 1982, Lloyd Banks was born, part of the G-Unit crew.
Again, don't confuse him with the other Lloyd. Lloyd Banks was arguably, or is, the best MC in G-Unit. Now, if you're around our age, which is in the early 90s, we grew up on G-Unit.
Right.
But he is extremely overlooked because he is the best MC.
Yeah, probably know 50 Cent from G-Unit.
I think because of 50's
overshadowed him slightly.
Success, yes. It overshadowed him slightly. But Lloyd Banks, lyrical, super lyrical. And then Hip Hop Death Anniversaries is 2nd May 2016. Afeni Shakur passed away.
I don't even know if I have anything to say on it. Afeni Shakur is Tupac's mother. If you heard Dear Mama, if you heard anything, mm-hmm. That woman is... Her importance is... Can't be under... Or over-expressed. How important she was. Because you don't have Tupac without her. And you don't have hip-hop growing to the extent it is without Pac.
Yes. I believe we have... The past week in Christian hip-hop history...
Hopefully the past week in Christian hip hop history, but some history on Christian hip hop. It was about 20 years ago when Kirk Franklin actually married the sound between gospel and hip hop. So he's like one of the guys in there to change the kind of the sound. Like you had your super hip hop artists and then you had your gospel music. So Kirk Franklin was one of the guys that actually merged it together and got your, so that he created that kind of sound. Yeah, so that's what we have in the history of, in the term of the history. But next we're going to go through to another song by T-Bone. It's going to be True to Life Players and Growing Up.
Well, give me about 200 CCs of the best stuff you got.
Okay, it's coming up. You got it.
Please, all right. Hey, keep it still. Here we go.
Calm down. Cause I'm a straight up psycho. Sick in the head, legit of demons with a bet. And if Christians sound as mad, I'd be that straight up psycho. Sick in the head, legit of demons with a bet. Cause I'm a straight up psycho. Sick in the head, legit of demons with a bet. And if Christians sound as mad, I'd be that straight up psycho. Sick in the head, legit of demons with a bet. Goes my get when I be pushing upon that trigger that be on the steel. And that's for real, I'm knocking them demons out like Holyfield. Well, yeah, them demons be getting struck and now they gone. Because a demon tried to do me wrong, he's lying, telling me that Jesus didn't love me, yo, and that he wasn't real. Ooh. So then I stole upon his grizzle. I got upon my knees and started lynching that demon with a spiritual prayer. Just like in the rugby rum slayer. If demons try to slip, they get struck on the dome of grill. So chill before I get fucked. Cause I'm a straight up psycho, kinda like Michael Myers. I'm eating up the devil like dryers, ice cream. If you know what I mean, then I got a bald head just like Mr. Clean. Cause I'm clean from the sin, got the Holy Ghost within of my soul, so I won. Cause the blood of the Son was shed and red so that we could be forgiven. Now I be saying I'm sucker demons like a turkey on Thanksgiving. Word is born, I broke the devil's arm, so ring the alarm. I conquer demons just like Babylon, conquer Judah. I don't praise Buddha, don't smoke that Huda. And like Dos Effects, I'm coming straight from the sewer. But newer, but to get in the stuff I had last year with no fear, I'll step up to that demon and I'll beat him. Damn, what a rugged sound coming straight from the underground. Demons try to strike, I peel their cap. Cause I'm a straight up psycho. Sick in the head, legit of demons with a bet. And if Christian sound as bad, I be that straight up psycho. Sick in the head, legit of demons with a bet. Cause I'm a straight up psycho. Sick in the head, legit of demons with a bet. And if Christian sound as bad, I be that straight up psycho. Sick in the head, legit of demons with a bet. It's like that when I got my strap, so it's a two-ya, booyah. Another demon got blasted. Now it's time to get drastic like Jurassic Park. Demons try to creep in the dark, but what they don't know is that I'd be waiting around the corner with my heater. Heat down the beat, beat. Demon totally screaming and afraid. Demons can't fade, cause I got the King James switchblade in my hand. J-N-I-B to B-I-B-L-E. The basic instructions before leaving this planet. And like Janet Jackson, God is in control. So act like you know that I be that knick-knack, paddywhack, psycho Doc T-Bone. Fucking demons upside the dome with the chrome. Cause I'm that lunatic from Frisco, and I'm still down with E-Dog and Bisco. So load up the clip and then spray. I smoke demons and I leave them in an ashtray. Cause I'm that brother that really don't care. Yeah. Got no hate, yeah. Go ahead and day. Yeah. Me to put in work, then demons are hurt. I be doing dirt. Cause when it be coming to demons, I'm steaming. So I'm down to catch a body. If the body be the devil's with the bass and treble, yo, I'm taking it to a higher level. Mutilating demons when I'm on the mic, oh, then shoot them with my rifle. Cause I'm a straight up psycho. Cause I'm a straight up psycho. Sick in the head, legit of demons with a bet. And if Christian sound that's bad, I be that straight up psycho. Sick in the head, legit of demons with a bet. Cause I'm a straight up psycho. Sick in the head, legit of demons with a bet. And if Christian sound that's bad, I be that straight up psycho. Sick in the head, legit of demons with a bet. I don't know how to act cause I'm going insane in the brain. This is one lunatic you can't maintain. Cause I'm a psychopathic Latin causing racket. Demons couldn't call me with a straight jacket. Packing the Bible every single day of my life. Cause 1, 2, 3, the devil's after tea. Bone on the mic, got phone every day. So I pray, pray, pray until my hair turns gray. I turn away from sin and choose a path that's narrow. Ducking and dodging the devil's arrows that he be throwing in my direction. But my protection is in Jesus Christ. So I do not need a gang or a crew. So what you gonna do? Cause the devil after you, partner. Yeah. Cause I'm a straight up psycho. Sick in the head, legit of demons with a bet. And if Christian sound as bad, I be that straight up psycho. Sick in the head, legit of demons with a bet. Cause I'm a straight up psycho. Sick in the head, legit of demons with a bet. And if Christian sound as bad, I be that
straight up psycho. Sick in the head, legend of demons with a bet.
Together, 21 years of practice at this and still learning. Don't wanna be burning, cause when the Lord arrives, I wanna take that safe trip. Everlasting peace, far from the beast. You know our father is all hot and bothered. Kids killing each other for this, that, or the other.
Yeah, but hold up and wait a minute. Listen up close, cause first you gotta get a double dose of the Holy Ghost. Cause back in the days, yo, I took the same route till the hoodlum got redeemed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you, but where are we headed? Break it down for the non-believers so they can get it.
Aight, here's what Christ separates the sheep from the goats, the saints from the sinner. I'm talking to the inner person. You only live once, there's no rehearsing. But hold up, I still don't think you get the whole picture. How the devil's trying to fool you. So let me drop a scripture. John 10:10 explains the devil came to kill, rob, and destroy. But Christ came to give you joy. So get your act together, homie, while there's still time. Before you're dwelling in the depths of hell, thinking about this rhyme.
Life after death, get right or get left. Life after death. Life after death, get right or get left. Life after death.
Grab the microphone again, cause I don't wanna see another lost soul going down below to the fire. Cause many people in the world today have the wrong mentality or analogy of what hell will really be. Silly me for not explaining, so let me go ahead and try to wake the spiritually dead.
You need to wake up.
Wake up.
Rise.
Surprise.
See what's in front of your face, but not your eyes.
T-Bone, I don't see him. How could he be there?
You don't see the wind, but you like to breathe the air. And just like there's a heaven, I'ma show you there's a hell. A fire of brimstone with a sulfur type of smell. They'll be burning in beats, gnashing of teeth, torture, screaming, lost souls fiending for a drip of water, cause it's not a cool place. Like I told you before, it's where the skin melts off your face. You'll be thinking about the things of the past, all the memories and your enemies for eternity, burning, yearning, out of control. I reach through your eyes and pull out your soul and tell you what the real is, the right from the wrong, like the east from the west. Choose life or choose death.
Life after death, get right or get left. Life after death. Death, get right or get left. Life after death.
It's such an easy choice, so make the right one and rejoice. Feel happy like me. It's the Mr.
What?
G. I got my style down to the T-Bone. Tell him
he's dangerous.
Remember that. I disassemble whack MC one by one until they're extinct. Nada. I got flavor like an enchilada. People still might not believe, but it's true. The Lord is coming and he wants you.
And I can't wait till the day I finally see him face to face. Up in the heavenlies where there's no jealousy. Pain, grief, sorrow, or sickness, and tears of sadness will be gone with the quickness. Get this, while there's still time, cause when the Lord returns, I'm gone in the twinkling of an eye.
Aye, aye.
Many people haven't made that wise choice, so take heed as the Lord speaks through my voice and offers eternal life to the young and the old, from the big fat mansions to the streets of gold. So before you're 6 feet under and you take your last breath, think twice,
because there's still life after death.
Life after death, get right or get left. Life after death. Life after death, get right or get left. Life after death. Life after death, get right or get left. Life after death. Life after death, get right or get left. Life after death.
In the house, we got Jesus in the house. I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. And tune in next week for this one of the second elements. Today we discussed the first element of hip-hop, which was DJing. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Next week we will discuss one of them. We will not tell you which it is until the time. But I really do hope you guys enjoyed and take this journey with us.
Yes, because like you said, we spoke about the first element, the most important one is DJing, right? The next element, just as important, but like Shiki mentioned earlier, this is vital. Without DJing, there's no rap, there isn't any rap.
And you got to stay tuned to find out what the next element is.
Yeah, just stay tuned. I'm Ari Styles.
I'm Shiki.
And I'm D-Money. Before we let you go, we just want to leave you with a small word. It comes from Ephesians 6, verses 2 to 3. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with the promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Hope you enjoy the show and stay tuned for next week when we'll be bringing you the facts and playing you the tracks.
And remember, this is the turntable. We keep you turned and we get you learned.
Enjoying the Active FM show? Well, then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate. Find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.
Which means the blood was not lost. So devil, get the heck away from me, cause I'm that crazy Hispanic. When I grab the mic and start to panic, committing perfect crimes with the perfect rhymes, mutilating demons. Hold up, I think I hear somebody screaming. Oh, I think I recognize the yell. That's the sound of 20,000 demons burning in hell. And if you don't wanna beat it, then you best change your ways. For I eat demons like a pack of Frito-Lays. Anyways, I got my deuce, so Gloria Jesus, yo, go out and tell the devil there's a crazy Latin on the loose. He going in your ear like a Q-tip or even Casper the Ghost. I burn MCs like toaster oven hot roast. Don't mean to boast, but since the age of 8 I have been unfadable. Suckers get big heads, but my head is not inflatable. So if you like hip-hop or the beats, I've got him from the top to the bottom. Bobcat brought him from the top of his dome to the studio with this crazy flow to the radio. Gotta save our souls when I'm screaming. I got a demon on my infrared, so I pop the demon like a fat dimple on my head upset. Demons on the ground all around. Maybe next time they'll think before messing with the brown. Crazy Hispanic, schizophrenic type of fellow. I eat MCs like Jello. Hello, lay your head upon the pillow, cause your raps need a nap. Oh snap, crackle pop, this is real hip hop. Not that drip drop, watered down type of junk pump, but the type of stuff that makes demons weary. They fear me like a mouse does a cat, cause I'm a maniac. Nuts out of control, the devil's trying to steal my soul, but he won't succeed. I'll make him bleed and bleed.
mercy, mercy to this crazy Hispanic, and then I'll do it all over again. Coming straight from the mission district, I get ballistic. Let me kick this rum like a soccer ball into the devil's cara. No dijo nada cuando le di una paliada. I'm the brother with the bald head like Mr. Clean, setting demons on fire, trying to put them out with gasoline. But for some reason, gasoline ain't helping. Demons keep melting like an ice cream sundae. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, every day I praise the Lord and hang demons with my mic cord. Then I hit them with my back body on the floor. Hold up a sec, I think I hear somebody knocking at the door. Knock, knock, who's there? Jesus, Jesus, who's the one who loves you and can change you, rearrange you from the top of your head to the tip of your toes to your afros, bald heads, dreads, and all that stuff. Rough and rugged is my style, like a juvenile getting buck wild in the streets. I teach over beats, cause that's a secret to reach ya and teach ya so that the devil won't defeat ya. Whack MCs get chopped like trees with ease, geez. I eat them like Chinese. Wakatuya, what's your technique? My technique is unique, led by the Holy Ghost. I got the type of skills that burn demons like toast. So pass the MIC and let me float like the Atlantic. The Terminator couldn't stop me, cause I'm a crazy Hispanic. Hispanic.